Welcome back, Out of the Bullpen Podcast. Just a two-man team again this week, but we may be doing a second show. We will see. I'm your co-host, Tommy, at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
And I'm his co-host, Mr. 30-something, on Twitter.
All right, so we're at the halfway point.
We made it, and we're in first.
And we're in first. The Yankees are 57-31. 51-22 since the show started. So I like that. So we were, that's crazy to think we were 6-9 when we first started talking on here.
Yeah, I actually went back and listened to the first show one day, or like last week or this week, this past weekend. And we were so damn depressed that first show about how horrible we were playing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it was weird too because it was the first show. So we're trying to get our bearings. So we just come off as fucking just snobby baseball people.
Yeah.
But we've turned it around. And by we, I mean us, as far as the podcast, I think we have done our due diligence as Yankees fans. Also as just baseball fans, I think we've covered some pretty good other stuff and not just Yankee shit.
I agree. We try to give everybody some time, even though we don't like a lot of those teams, we still try to be unbiased.
Well, yeah, we're biased, but we're biased with unbiased intentions.
Yeah, I guess that's a good
like
way
to we try to be unbiased as much as possible, kind of like the S Network. That's kind of the way I'm putting it. We're like the S Network. We try to be unbiased, but sometimes it kind of comes through as being biased. But I mean, you know. Can't ask for much more than how they're playing right now. The Yankees are, well, they were on fire, obviously losing the last two games before the break. Kind of shitty, but hey, that's a nice time to go through a drought.
Yeah. They look like they're just kind of tired.
Yeah, they're burnt out.
Yeah. Hopefully they get a good little recharge this week off.
Everybody's got nagging injuries, so obviously with Judge not making the team and all that stuff, that kind of helps him out. And
how about Brett Gardner though? The streak he's on.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm still in that. We need to test him for steroids.
here's an interesting stat that I read today. Brett Gardner has more home runs and more RBIs than Mookie Betts does this year.
Good for Gardy, man. He's that cornerstone. He's the longest tenured Yankee on the team. He was there before CeCe got there.
Yeah. I think 08 or 07 was his first.
07, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
Yep. So, I mean, I just feel like I can't put my finger on it, but I can't tell if he's playing because obviously this was a 1-year deal. This is most likely his last year as a Yankee, I'm assuming.
But we said that last year too. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it's looking more and more like his time is, if not this year, probably definitely next year. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they don't give him a contract because we've got all these young kids now.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we're like have no roster spots for anybody, and we got like too much talent to go around, really.
We're getting younger, and that in the game of baseball is always good. We're always known as that team that always went out and spent a bunch of money and signed a bunch of, you know, in the back end of the career, you know, these older guys. And so now we've kind of moved on from that, and it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Cashman has did a good job since he kind of halfway burned it down in 16 to get all the picks and Glaber, and he did a good job these past 3 years.
Speaking of Cash, we failed as Yankee fans and as his best friend last week. We forgot to wish him a happy birthday on the show.
We did. So happy belated birthday, Brian Cash.
And I went back and made a graphic and posted it on Twitter because we felt bad. But speaking of good old Cash, I was reading on Twitter all day that apparently they're interested in Trevor Bauer.
I saw that.
So, I mean, I didn't see that name coming. I can't see them letting him walk, but
I'm sure. Well,
It depends on what they get for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like it was last year when for like forever, you know, Cashman didn't want to give up Justice Sheffield for. He finally gave in. So maybe Cleveland is kind of in that boat where they figure if the package is good enough, they'll just, you know, try to rebuild it up.
But they're still right there in the hunt. So, and like we said, we're only at the halfway point. We still got a lot of baseball to play before we get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Hopefully they make a move though and get somebody, because pitching has not looked that great recently.
Yeah. And I mean, they have still been looking at Bumgarner and who else? Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, Stroman.
Still looking at him. So, Cashman's working. I like his style of the way he's kind of the vigilante of the GMs. He's not very outspoken as far as who he's going after. He's not going to let you know.
Yeah, nobody knows besides him.
We did want to talk about a certain play that happened.
All right.
Was that yesterday or the day before?
I believe it was yesterday. I could be wrong. It's been a busy weekend. Was it a Saturday night or it was yesterday?
I'm trying to find it on here. Because I've watched it probably about 15 times.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was yesterday.
Okay, so it was a play. Play at home, obviously. I'm sure a lot of you probably knew what we were going to be talking about before I even said that. But who's it? Marisnik? Is that how you say it?
I believe so, yeah.
Marisnik from the Astros. Nice little collision at the plate with Jonathan Lucroy.
he murked him. It was like some fucking...
The thing, I'm watching it right now as we're talking, so that's kind of why I'm out of it. Like, are like, oh, it was so intentional. Well, yeah. Yeah, it was intentional.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, I hate that he got hurt. I saw today that where he has a concussion and a broken nose, which I guess isn't too awful. It could have been a lot worse, but, I mean, that's how, I feel like baseball should be played. It's just, like, became so, like, not a contact sport anymore. You can't slide into second or any of that shit.
Yeah, you know, but just looking at it, it's like, you know, he's blocking the play.
Yeah.
So what is he supposed to do? Run around him and get called out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him at all.
It's a close play at the plate. It's 10-10. You know, they're trying to win the game. You play to win the game.
Yeah, and he was safe too. He just lodged the ball, so.
So, I don't have much to say about it other than I thought it was a hell of a baseball play, personally.
I did too. I loved it, especially after watching all the happenings of USC the previous night and then seeing that shit. It was kind of like, damn.
You got a little encore.
I know, I did. I popped for that too when I saw it.
So, at the halfway point, here's the standings in both leagues. So the Yankees obviously in the lead in the East. Minnesota's still in the lead in the Central. That's still one of the most shocking things to me is how good they are.
They're just hanging around.
Houston is first in the West. Tampa and Cleveland have the wild card spots as of right now. Oakland's close right there, game and a half out. Boston's two games out in the wild card. Texas 3, Angels 6.5, White Sox 7, Seattle 14. Remember when they were the best team?
Yeah. They were 15-0, baby.
I'm just going to keep saying it every week.
Now they're just like, fuck it. We're just going to blow this bitch up.
Yep. Toronto, 17.5 back. Detroit, 20.5. Kansas City, 21.5. And, of course, the Lonely O's, 23.5 back. Oy.
I'm kind of surprised they're only 23 back.
Yeah, I am too. We'll blink, though, and it'll be 30 easy.
Yeah.
The National League, the East, the Atlanta Braves. Who would have saw that at the beginning of the year? Not us.
Yeah, not us.
The Cubs in the Central, the Dodgers in the West, the Nationals and Phillies holding those wild card spots. Hey, how about those Nationals?
I know. They're kind of coming on. They were not doing so hot there through May into June.
And Max Scherzer seems to be the face of that franchise now with Bryce Harper gone. It's kind of funny though that, you know, Philly signs Bryce Harper and the Nationals like, oh, well, what are we going to do now? And they're actually a half a game up on the Phillies.
I know, that's so strange. All the money Philly spent this past offseason getting Bryce, and they went and got, well, I know Clutch got hurt, but they spent a lot of money the past offseason to not be leading the division.
And I mean, this is why they play 162 games, because literally baseball, you never know. True. Anybody can win any day. Like I've said before, it's not the NFL. It's not any given Sunday. It's any given fucking day in the major leagues.
Yeah. It's so not like, you know, like in the NBA, like one superstar can make the difference in making the playoffs to not making the playoffs. But in baseball, you know, you got to have multiple good, you know, team chemistry to make the playoffs. One person isn't just going to do it.
And then, of course, the rounding out the National League, Milwaukee, a half a game back of the wild card. Arizona, a game and a half. San Diego, 2. St. Louis, 2. Colorado, 2.5. Pittsburgh, 2.5. Cincinnati, 4.5. I figured Cincinnati would be out of it by now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, they've actually came on pretty strong. And who would have thought fucking Sonny Gray is pitching like old Sonny Gray?
It's something, I tell you that. Let's see. Where was I? San Francisco, 5.5. The Mets, 7. And the Marlins rounding out the dumpster fire that is the NL East. At 13 back. Mainly just, they're just, I don't know, man. Jeets has got I want to see him do positive things there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long-term project, though, I feel like. I mean, maybe in like 3 or 4 years down the road, maybe they'll be a playoff contending team. But yeah,
I think we have to like take our hearts out of it with Jeter, because it's like, it's not like he bought the Yankees. He bought the Marlins.
Yeah.
Granted, the Marlins do have 2 World Series championships in their short tenured organizational career, but you know, it hasn't been recent. They haven't been good recently.
Yeah, they haven't been really good since, like, early 2000s, I feel like, 03, 04.
So as I finish putting my suit on, my tux, for the festivities that is the All-Star Week, the Home Run Derby tonight, if you're listening to it in real time before the Home Run Derby, hopefully it gets posted and all that good stuff before, so maybe even watch the Home Run Derby, mute the TV, and put us on.
Yeah.
We've got Chapman replacing Yelich, going up against Vlad Jr. in the first round. Bregman and Peterson. Okay. You want to do it that way?
We can. It don't matter.
Okay,
we can.
Let's do that.
I would take Vlad of those two, I think.
I am as well. And you'll see why I did. Bregman and Peterson. I'm going with Jacques here.
Yeah, I think that's who I'll go with as well.
Pete Alonso and Carlos Santana. I'm going to take Santana just because I don't like Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think Pete will beat him, but I'm going to go with Santana.
And then we've got Bell and Acuna Jr. I'm taking Acuna Jr. because I've picked him to win the whole fucking thing.
And I'm taking Josh Bell because I picked him to win the whole fucking thing.
But I've got Acuna Jr. and Vlad Jr. in the finals. The battle of the juniors in the finals.
I've got Josh Bell and Vlad.
Okay, so we can both see. And Vlad's the 8th seed for reasons out of our control.
Yeah, but damn, watching that video of him, he's got some stupid power, though. If he's got the stamina to go, then...
Yeah, he's going to launch a few. Actually, I'll pull up my predictions here, because I did enter to win the $250,000. Let's see here. Of course, it's going to take forever to get the picture. Thank you for picking Ronald Acuna Jr. Okay. 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 Obviously, it's not going to let me tell you all of my the tiebreakers. I know I picked Acuna Jr. to finish with 39 home runs. And I did pick, I believe I picked, who did I pick to hit the longest one? I think it might have been Pete Alonso.
Dang, I went way more optimistic than you did. I got Josh Bell hitting 56.
Woo! Well, I tried to base it off of last year, and it said that I think the winner was 44 total. So I tried to give the benefit of the doubt that it's not going to be as many this year. But also, like we talked about last week, they did change the formula on the ball.
Yeah. So, plus, I was thinking there's $1 million on it this year, too. So I thought they might
try a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, Vlad, you know, rookie deal. Most of these guys are on their rookie deals who haven't got paid yet. So.
And, of course, with everybody's busy holiday weekend, I failed everyone by not getting everybody's picks for this. So I guess our little challenge we'll have to do some other time. We'll figure something else out to do that with. But at some point, I like that kind of stuff. I like to have little challenges like me and Levi did on the Mothership show with NFL last year, NFL picks, which we got so close. We were to like week 13 and then we just quit doing it because it was like, oh my God, it's so much work just trying to figure out everybody's totals for the, for the season. Even though it's saved in your phone, but
we can probably maybe still do it when we get done. I mean, it's not like it will take that long for, to get our picks from them. So
if we can get Robert to respond, because that's why he's not joining us tonight, because he didn't respond to a text message.
He's MIA, so.
Well, it's summer. Everybody's busy. So moving on to tomorrow night, the All-Star lineups. The starting lineup for the American League. Batting leadoff, George Springer. No surprise there. I was singing his praises since the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Our boy in the two-hole, DJ. Followed by Mike Trout, batting cleanup, Carlos Santana. The DH, subbing for my pick for DH, Hunter Pence, is J.D. Martinez. Alex Bregman at the sixth. Gary Sanchez batting seventh.
I know, I saw that. I was like, damn.
Wow. No respect. Batting eighth, Michael Brantley. And number nine, Jorge Polanco. And Justin Verlander is the starter. The National League, Christian Yelich batting first, Javier Baez, Freddie Freeman, Cody Bellinger, Nolan I can't say his fucking name to save my life.
Nolan Arenado, is that how you say it?
Arenado, yeah, there you go. It's like cinnamon and aluminum. Those words, man. Josh Bell's batting sixth, Wilson Contreras batting seventh, Ketel Marte, eighth, and Ronald Acuna Jr., ninth, and, yeah, pitching.
Yeah. Did you see that? CC stolen the first pitch.
I did see that. I think that's very cool for them to do that for him, especially with it being in Cleveland.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, too.
And then off the bench, the AL has James McCann, Jose Abreu, Daniel Vogelbeck, Gleyber Torres, Matt Chapman, Xander Bogaerts, Francisco Lindor, Mookie Betts, Joey Gallo, Austin Meadows, and Whit Merrifield. The NL has Yasmani Grandal, JT Realmuto, Pete Alonso. It looks like it's a Japanese name. I'm sorry, it does. So I have to say it like that. Max Muncy, Mike Moustakas, Chris Bryant, Paul DeJong, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon, David Dahl, and Jeff McNeil. The bullpens in the AL, Jose Berrios, Shane Bieber. Is he related to Justin?
I doubt it.
Aroldis Chapman, Garrett Cole, Lucas Giolito.
I think that's right.
I don't watch a lot of these guys enough to know how to pronounce their damn names.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Shane Green, Brad Hand, Liam Hendricks, John Means, Ryan Pressly, and Masahiro Tanaka. In the National League, Sandy Alcantara?
Yes, it's Alcantara. Yeah, just like the material.
Okay, gotcha. Walker Buehler, Luis Castillo, Jacob deGrom, Sonny Gray, Clayton Kershaw, Will Smith, not that Will Smith, Mike Soroka. Felipe, I dabbled in a little CBD gummies. Of course, you can go to gogreenhemp.com. Use coupon code Heels and Quads in all caps. Save 15% off your order if you want to be as mellowed out as I am right now. Felipe Vasquez, Brandon Woodruff, and Kirby Yates. Okay, well, there's a lot of names there.
Yeah.
But it is crazy how many superstars are missing. No Bryce Harper, no Aaron Judge, no Stanton.
Yeah, it is. But I wonder how they'll actually manage that. Like how many of those people will actually get in the game?
I feel like if you're going to make the team, you at least need to be out there for a half an inning.
Yeah.
Whether it's defensive reasons or, you know, pinch hitting or something. You got to get all these guys out there. I mean, I know it's difficult, but at least, you know, to the best of your ability. Like some of the bullpen guys, I could see, you know, maybe not using, like, I'm not going to be butthurt if they don't use Tanaka.
Yeah.
Or Chapman, for that matter. I'm sure they will use Chapman.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet Chapman closes the game. Yeah. If I was going to bet.
But, I mean, it is what it is. It's crazy.
How do you feel about Alex Cora managing our boys in the All-Star game?
I mean, it's the way it's been since forever. So,
yeah.
I mean, the World Series managers always manage the next All-Star game. So, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, personally, I'm not a fan of it because I don't like the thought of a Red Sox manager managing my players on my personal favorite team. But
yeah, that's kind of how I feel too. But it, like you said, it is what it is. So.
We can't change it. We don't have that power, unfortunately. They don't listen to us yet.
Yet.
Yeah. The power rankings, they came in this morning, and guess who's number one? The New York Yankees are finally number one in the power rankings, followed by the Dodgers. They have dropped back one spot. The Astros at three, the Twins at four, the Braves at five, the Rays at six, the Indians making a big old jump, four spots to number seven, the Athletics at eight, Red Sox nine, Rangers 10, Nationals 11, big jump for them as well. Cubs 12, Brewers 13, Phillies 14, Diamondbacks 15, 16 Padres, 17 Pirates, 18 Cardinals, 19 Angels, 20 Rockies, 21 Reds, 22 White Sox, 23 Giants, 24 Mets, 25 Mariners, 26 Marlins, 27 Blue Jays, 28 Royals, 29 Tigers, and 30th, the Baltimore shitty Orioles.
How do the Orioles have any All-Stars?
I will look real quick because I have the full list here. John Means out of the bullpen.
Okay. And I figured they gave somebody something.
Yeah, that's it. Other than that, nobody else.
Do the Marlins have any?
Let's see here. No. Not a. Oh, wait. Alcantara.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So both in the bullpen for those teams.
I figured they got somebody in the bullpen.
So, really, I mean, it wasn't a very – we had the London series. Then we come back, we play the Mets. We split that series, split the four-game set with Tampa, which was a little depleting. But we'll get through it, even though Nikki was at the game yesterday at the Trop. We thought she would bring us some good luck.
I hooked her up with those tickets.
That was nice of you.
Well, you know, I'm a nice guy. So,
I mean, really, not much more to talk about. Like, we got the Home Run Derby tonight. We got the All-Star game tomorrow. We talked about maybe doing another show on Wednesday with Nikki because she was wanting to do a show, but she's still on vacation. She doesn't get back till tomorrow. So maybe we'll do one on Wednesday at our regular scheduled time there. And
yeah, kind of recapping all this All-Star festivities.
Recap the All-Star game. And, you know, I actually just found out this past weekend that it no longer is for home field advantage. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I heard it. That's interesting. I heard it on TV, and I hope I heard it wrong. But if that's true, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah, like, what are they playing for if you're not playing for home field advantage?
Right.
Are they just, like, playing for money now? Or
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't.
Maybe I'm going to Google that.
I don't get it. So I figure our hot take today, and we can kind of even carry it into Wednesday's show if we want. Are we both sticking with the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series?
Yeah, I think they're I think ultimately they're the two best teams. I can say, I'm going to say this. I don't want it to happen just because I don't want to have to deal with all my people in my normal life, but I can see the Braves getting to the World Series. They're a lot better than I ever anticipated them being.
I think that's the only other team that could make it from the National League. As far as the American League, I'm not even going to bet against the Yankees at this point. And that's taking my bias out of it. They're too good right now, even with the kind of, like you said earlier, the pitching not looking spectacular recently. But we also think that, you know, we got 3 weeks until the trade deadline, so we got time to make a move.
Yeah. Hopefully something, you know, something big happens. I hope, you know, NBA free agency and trades is so much fun, and I wish MLB would be like that for going into the deadline.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week because it was his first start back, but we talked about it before the game, obviously. But Domingo Germán last Wednesday with a spectacular performance.
Yeah, he looked just as good as he was before he went on the IL.
And I haven't heard anything about his hip bothering him anymore after the start, so hopefully he's all healed up and good to go for the rest of the season, because we could definitely use him.
Yeah, once he got the first pitch out of the game out of the way, which was a home run, he was good the rest of the game.
I feel like that's kind of like a welcome back kid kind of thing, you know? It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna take you along right here, right off the get-go. Because, I mean, they're looking for that first pitch, especially knowing he hasn't pitched in a while.
Yeah. And the Rays, I mean, they're not a bad team. I mean, they just hang around. I mean, we played, what, two overtime or extra inning games?
Yes. Yeah.
So, and I think if I was forced to pick another team out of the AL, I'd probably pick the Rays, just because I think they're probably the second best team in the AL.
I mean, obviously, I think the Twins are really good. I just don't think they have enough experience as far as once they got to the postseason.
Yeah. And I actually think from watching this past weekend series, the Rays pitching is actually not that bad. They're really pretty good.
They are good. And obviously, we went into that series, or before those losses, we were up at one point, what, 8.5 after the second win?
Yeah,
And then now, obviously, after two losses, you're back down to 6.5.
So we kind of just broke even with the whole series.
Yeah.
We're back where we started.
So what are your projections for the second half? I mean, obviously, we know the Yankees are probably still going to be good. Can you see the Rays in Boston flip-flopping? Do you see the Rays continuing to kind of linger around? Do you think they're going to fall off? Can Toronto make a push?
I don't see Toronto making a push. Boston, I think, depends upon – I've read today that they're looking to get some, like, bullpen help and starting pitching help as well. So I think it ultimately probably depends who they can get and if they can work some kind of deal or trade out. I don't know how they're going to with their financial situation. But if they can get some better bullpen help, then I can definitely see them making a push. But ultimately, I think we're still going to be better, because I feel like we're going to get some starting pitching as well. So
I think it'll another break one of those break where we just kind of break even. Where we're at is where we're staying.
Yeah, and Tampa, I think Tampa will probably – I don't think they really need pitching like like we do in Boston. So I can see them maybe trying to get another power bat from one of these teams who are out of it.
Yeah.
So if they get somebody, I mean, I don't know who they would get off the top of my head, but if they can make a trade and get some power, then I can, you know, see them making a push.
Who do you got? Okay, so I'm gonna take the Yankees of the East. I think the Twins have got Central locked down.
Maybe
Cleveland, and they flip flop. The West, it's either gonna be, in my opinion, it's either gonna be the Astros or the A's.
The A's are notorious for making a push after the All-Star.
That's what I'm saying. So it seems like they're always there at the end.
So I would imagine they'll probably do like they did last year. They'll probably go get some pitching and probably get a couple bats. So, I mean, they will try to make a push, I think. But ultimately, I think as long as Houston doesn't have any more, like, serious injuries and lose, like, Altuve or, you know, they're still playing without Carlos Correa right now. So I think they'll probably ultimately come out. I think they're talent-wise a better team.
Yeah, I agree. So I see it being the Yankees and the East. I think the Twins are going to take the Central. I think Cleveland will make a push. I think they'll get the wild card. I'm going to have to go with the Astros to win the West. Oakland gets that other wild card spot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Oakland and maybe Cleveland will probably get the wild card.
Maybe Tampa gets one of the wild card spots, possibly.
Yeah. If they stay in it, yeah, I think Tampa and probably Tampa, Oakland maybe the wild cards. That would probably
– and that'd be a hell of a playoff game, too.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, especially if it's – well, depending where it's at. If it's in Oakland, then, yeah, with all that foul territory, that changes everything.
And then in the National League, I've got the Cubs taking the Central. Milwaukee will go to the playoffs, but I think they'll be the wild card team. I think the Cubs are really going to make they're first place right now, but I think they're going to make an even bigger gap in the second half.
Yeah, I don't think it's impossible for both wild cards to come out of that Central division.
I mean, St. Louis is always there too.
And Cincinnati's not far off either. If they get, you know, on a streak, they could very well.
Well, you got Pittsburgh 2.5 games back in the wild card, and you got Cincinnati at 4.5. I mean, the National League is not over by any means. Yeah. I mean, it's not even close. There's a lot more in the AL out of it already than there is, you know. By saying out of it already, I'm assuming when you're 14 plus games back, you're out, basically, at this point.
I mean, I would think you can
statistically make up some ground. But, I mean, none of these teams up at the top are going to lose every game. So it's going to get harder and harder to start making up ground at this point. I think the National League, I think it's pretty much, as far as the division leaders, Atlanta, Chicago, and Los Angeles, I think that's who's going to – I think they're going to stay there.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think Chicago and Milwaukee will flip-flop a few more times. Maybe even St. Louis, kind of a three-way, just going back and forth. But the wild card, I don't see the Nationals holding on. And I don't see the Phillies making the playoffs.
There'll be a lot of pissed off people with all the money Philadelphia spent this offseason.
I mean, they're a good team, but I don't. From what I've watched of the Phillies, it doesn't seem like they have a fire lit under their ass yet.
Yeah.
And I think not making the playoffs when they expected to after spending all that money, I think that's going to light the fire under their ass. And then next year they're going to come back and I could see them rocking the fucking East over there.
Yeah. It may take something like that for them to get motivated.
And I apologize to my friend Ian Riccaboni for going against his favorite team, but I have to, bud. The wild card, I'm going to go with that. I think it's going to be the other two contenders in the Central. I think it's going to be Milwaukee and St. Louis.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say Milwaukee and Cincinnati.
Wow. You heard it here. Damn. All right. I could honestly also see Arizona. They're only a game and a half out. They're a good team. Even without Paul Goldschmidt, they're still a good team.
Yeah. I feel like the NL is more competitive than the AL
Sure, man. AL, there's Seattle's 14 games back, Toronto's 17 and a half, Detroit's 20 and a half, Kansas City's 21 and a half, and Baltimore's 23 and a half. The lowest games out is Miami in the NL with 13 out of the wild card. That's a big fucking difference. So that just
that's it.
I mean, we've talked about it before. Will the National League ever bring the DH in? Because there are so many small ball games and so many small ball moves in the NL compared to the American League.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the NL is more about pitching and whatnot than the NAL's more.
You're gonna win those games 2-1 a lot more often than you're gonna see in the American League. American League is all about those fucking power numbers.
And we hate 2-1 games, just like yesterday. Every Yankees fan was losing their fucking mind at 2-1 game.
Yep. And then the night before that with Hixey hitting the home run, and then it was like
then fucking Chad Green blowing it. Lord.
That was rough.
I called that shit. I lost my mind when Hicksy hit that home run. That was crazy.
He was amped too, which is good to see.
Yeah, he's getting into a nice little groove lately.
But I mean, hey, look at this. I mean, the last few games, the Mets we won 5-1, Tampa 8-4, Tampa 8-4, then lost to Tampa 3-4, lost to Tampa 1-2. But guess what? Still no shutouts. Since last year. What was it? June 30th, right?
June 30th, yep.
11-0 to Boston. Like June 30th.
Like 168 games now? Yeah. 69 games?
Right? Something like that, yep. It's crazy.
That's crazy to think about.
All right, man. I'm ready for some home run derby.
Yeah, I need to go get me some dinner or order some Uber Eats.
Cooking spaghetti because that's little Tommy's favorite, and he only eats it if I cook it. It doesn't matter. You could be at the finest Italian restaurant in New York, and he wouldn't touch it if I don't cook it. I got to finish that up, get ready to watch some Home Run Derby, and possibly a little bit of Monday Night Raw. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm probably do some flipping too. I want to see Bray debut.
I'm more interested in the Home Run Derby just for the fact that it's not as interesting the next day. True. It doesn't feel the same when you go back and watch something like that. That's even like the All-Star game. Like once it's over, you're like, it's over. I already know who won.
Yeah.
Plus, wrestling.
Plus you can't avoid the spoilers. It's like impossible.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, and I have notifications on as far as, you know, MLB, except for when they're like, I turn the run scored off and all that. I don't want to know the final score. I don't want to know the runs unless I go into the app and physically look. That's just like MLB TV. I have the if I'm a little late,
right?
I don't see the score. So
yeah. So did you see the Vegas odds for the Derby?
I did not.
Do you want to know who's?
I do.
He's by far Pete Alonso. He's by far the betting favorite.
No surprise. You know what? Good for the Mets. But Mr. Mets still an alcoholic piece of shit mascot.
I bet you can't guess who has the second best odds.
Josh Bell?
Nope.
Who is it?
Alex Bregman.
Really?
7-1.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. I wonder if Yelich would have still been in it. I wonder if he would have been the favorite.
I didn't see the betting odds before he pulled out, but I feel like him leading the league in home runs, he would have to be.
And as your TV's talking about the Home Run Derby right now.
Yeah, I'm watching the festivities right now. They're showing Mike Trout. Apparently he said that he might do it next year when it's in Anaheim, I guess.
I feel like they just had it. I feel like they just had it in fucking Anaheim.
That's what I thought too, but he was talking about he wants to do it for the first time for his home crowd. So
hey, that's fine. I would be down for Mike Trout in the Home Run Derby. I'd also like to see maybe Gary Sanchez do the Home Run Derby next year.
I would love to see, if he's healthy, Judge versus Trout.
Oh man, that would be nice. I don't know, since Judge is already, he already won it.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I'd love to see him take on Trout, though. That'd be awesome.
That'd be a nice little finals matchup, though, would be. I'd like to see legit superstars next year in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, I would, too.
I'd like to see Bryce in it. I think that would be fun.
They should do one with all defending champions one year and put some big money on it or something.
Pull Ken Griffey Jr. out of retirement and make him do it.
Mm.
I'd watch that shit.
He's still got the best swing. Yeah, he still got the best swing ever in baseball, in my opinion.
I can't disagree with you, man. There was something about him growing up that even though he never played for the Yankees, he was mesmerizing to watch as a kid, for sure.
Yeah, he the prettiest swing ever.
All right, well, I guess we're gonna do a show on Wednesday, everybody. So this way, I mean, we're clocking in at almost an hour, so we're not cutting it super short, but.
Yeah, you get two shows this week, guys.
Doubling up. So we'll talk about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game again. We'll recap that on Wednesday, and we'll talk about what's coming up this weekend.
Sounds like a plan.
Because I think somebody's going to a couple of games this weekend.
Yeah, somebody is. I don't know who that could be.
So when are you arriving in New York?
Friday.
Are you going to a game Friday or Saturday and Sunday?
No, Saturday.
Saturday, okay. Just Saturday?
That is the current plan right now because we did not realize at the time that we planned this trip that it was also the weekend of Fight for the Fallen and Extreme Rules.
Yeah. So you're going, it's you, Nikki, Tyler, and Anne-Marie, right?
That is the plan.
So I'm going to have three co-hosts of mine on two different shows at the same Yankee game sitting together and while I'm at work.
I feel like we should have Anne-Marie on this show. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Tyler, but I feel like this is probably her first Yankees game.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
And I mean, I can always recap it on the other show if she doesn't want to do both shows. She's a busy gal. She's hard to get in touch with.
Yeah, she's very busy.
And she's a terrible texter backer. she admits it. She knows she's the worst. I mean, it's bad. I can go days. I'm like, well, I hope she's not dead. And she's like, well, you could always just look on Twitter. I'm always tweeting. I'm like, yeah, but if you're opening up your phone, you see you've got messages, check them. That drives me crazy. I can't stand like when somebody's like, oh, here, look at this on my phone. And you're like, you see they have like 1,000 notifications and you're like, are you going to text these people back? Like I have to open it because I can't stand to look at the notification.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I hate that. Shout out to Tyler though. I mean, I can't imagine dealing with a girlfriend that didn't respond to me. That'd drive me bonkers.
Shout out to Tyler. So I guess we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. I'm assuming Nikki will be on. Maybe we'll have a four-way summit. Maybe we can get Tyler on this week. We'll see.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. So, follow the show Out of the Bullpen or Out of the Pen Pod on Twitter. Follow me at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
Follow me at Mr. 30-something on Twitter.
Enjoy the Home Run Derby. Enjoy the All-Star Game. And go to GoGreenHemp.com. Coupon code Heels and Quads in all caps. Save 15% off your CBD oil. Get all your needs there. They've got the goods and they're fucking awesome and they ship really fast.
Really fast.
And then also Teespring, just search for us Out of the Bullpen Podcast. Get yourself some merch.
Yeah, get some merch.
That three-quarter inch length t-shirt, that Ragline baseball shirt, get you a coffee mug. I still gotta get me a mug.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go on there and buy a mug, and I want one of the shirts as well.
Yeah, something about one of those three-fourths sleeves. It just goes hand in hand with baseball. Plus, they're great you wear them in like September, October when it starts to cool off a little bit. Not in the South, obviously, but if you're on the East Coast and you're a Yankees fan, you get those blue sleeves on there. You wear it under your Yankees jersey at a game, maybe a World Series game.
That's not a bad idea, dude. That's not a bad
idea. There you go. You look like you're on the field. You got to have that official on the field cap. By the way, if you're wearing a Yankees snapback cap, what are you doing with your life?
For real.
God, I fucking hate snapback caps.
I saw you tweet that the other day.
That was the other thing I tweeted about was how can you be a fan of one team and wear another team's merch? Hot take for possibly Wednesday. We'll follow up on that.
Kids these days, man, they just fucking don't get it.
We'll talk about it on Wednesday because I kind of want everybody's take on that. Make sure you leave a review, all that stuff. I have emailed now a total of 6 times and still no response, so I'm hoping they've sent it in and we'll be resubbed to Apple Podcasts on our own channel soon.
Hopefully.
So I sent that starting last Monday, so it said 7 to 10 days. So hopefully, maybe Wednesday will be the first show on the separate channel.
Did you ever hear back from DraftKings about a code?
I have not. I need to email them again because they're really bad about emailing back.
I was just going to say they've got some great All-Star games going because I picked my picks earlier today.
I will have to go in there and do the same. So we will talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.